Dearest hearts, what can we say about life on earth except to muse upon it from the reference point of the heart and the hearts of our devotees worldwide, those who are attuned to God from within themselves, and those who are ascending daily, soaring to the sun, climbing the crystal stairway of the path of initiation, and reaching upward into celestial spheres of light, and embracing all that is good, pure, and beautiful within life. Portia and I report to you that life upon earth is becoming more refined within certain spheres of consciousness, even as from other perspectives there is the continuation of that which is antithetical to the divine plan. These juxtaposed from a certain reference point are causing, as you have seen it upon earth, quite an anomaly, a dynamic whereby there is the outplaying of all manner of forces. The powers that be, that we wink with a smile, as some of you have called them, the powers that were, and blessed ones, the victory assured by God is clearly within our sight, and our prayer this day is that you, each one, will behold perfection, God glory, and the purity and pristine nature of earth within your mind's eye, so that there may be the objectification of its reality while you are yet in incarnation upon earth. The alchemy that we are all engaged in is magnificent. And when each one consciously enters into it with great reverence, compassion, and virya, no matter what temporarily transpires within the outer world, within the inner dimensions of your heart, there is the building, the billowing of light and spiritual fire. The grace of God is present within you. The freedom flame is fully ensconced within the entirety of your self-awareness. And you are accessing your crystalline nature of God perfection more and more each day as you ascend in consciousness to the sun. Therefore, our report is more about you, O disciples of freedom, advocates of truth, initiates who would liberate a world. First, that world must be freed within you, untethered from the shackles of yesterday's experience, less than your true and noble self. Once you have truly become who you are, then you can pour forth from your heart this radiance into any avenue of expression that you choose, any work, sacred in nature, that you are destined to perform with other heart friends of light in this and in other conscious movements of the Great White Brotherhood. You see, there has been a shift in the greater awareness of mankind at large, and many more are awakening to a new spiritual reality outside of dualism, inside of unity. And when more and more, whom you will reach through your heart-sharing efforts, accept the blessedness and the grace of this vessel of the release of progressive teachings for this time period upon earth, then, dearest ones, you'll see greater boons occurring and manifesting in your world. You will see greater graces accessed and utilized in your work. Truly, it is a time of times. And as one said, it is the best of times and the worst of times. What time do you choose to live within? Are you living within the timeless realms of the sacred space of God's eternality manifesting from within your heart? If so, then see the future within the now of the fulfillment of Earth's glory, Earth's divine plan, a golden crystal age now manifesting within your life. And then work assiduously, day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to make it happen in order that you, having reached that state of inner harmony, of tranquility from within your soul, may truly shine forth the brilliance, the sun fires of your own God being. For those of you who would have our word about the world scene, what we choose to say is that there is a continuation of certain strategies of darkness, especially regarding the nation of Syria, which is of import to the Great White Brotherhood. Therefore, if you choose, you may hold the field of freedom, liberty, and God justice on behalf of the peoples of this nation, of the forces that are seeking to influence the state of affairs there and throughout the Middle East. And wield your sword at times, your sword of fire, to invest light into the arena of both political, socioeconomic, and military intervention and forces, so that God's will may manifest and that there will be a lessening of the loss of life and a new way unfolding for true peace, the peace of the Prince of Peace. Therefore, in the name I am that I am, O Jesus the Christ, stand forth upon that soil, ray forth the light of the Christ, and give birth at the transition of the age of Pisces to that of Aquarius, of a new energy. The collapses, the strategies of the Nephilim and the Dark Ones, and gives rise to a new culture of the mother, the acceptance of women within all areas of society, religion, and culture as co-equal to man. And four, true education, true diplomacy, and a common understanding of the rights of the individual and of all peoples everywhere to live and coexist in peace to manifest. Portia and I now ray forth with Cyclopea and Virginia, K-17 and Lonello, a ray of truth to expose that which is influencing what is transpiring there that is diabolical and untoward in its attempt to thwart planetary peace, prosperity, and understanding. And simultaneously with this ray of exposure of the emerald ray, we send forth frequencies of justice and judgment upon those who are using and wielding their force of influence to manipulate the people of numerous nations, causing violence, conflict, and war. Believe not all that you read or see or hear in the mass media, for this in and of itself, dearest ones, is twisted and distorted to attempt to cause you to feel, see, and know something that is within a certain stream that the Dark Ones are attempting to create by the collective consciousness of peoples of many nations. Accept the reality of the peaceable kingdom within and ray forth that light energy field into Syria, Israel, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, and the entire region. You see, the forces of light are on the march. The legions and the hosts of the Lord are ready to answer the calls of the righteous, the divinely learned, and those who know the outcome from the beginning. And that outcome is resolution, reconciliation, and ultimately, peace. In addition, there is, over Asia, a new awakening that is being quickened from within China by certain light bearers. And we ask you to pray deliberately and often for the unfolding of the divine plan of the light bearers within China, so that the highest manifestation of true divine wisdom may manifest within the lives and worlds of those whom we have planted within and upon that soil, who will one day express the liberative forces of light, unleashing them from their hearts to impel an entire society forward, giving birth to a new awareness. Nationwide, continent-wide, planetary-wide. You see, though you hear much and you read what you read within the media, there is an undercurrent that is not always known in Western society that is manifesting, that is the very vibration of freedom itself upon that land. Now, blessed ones, we send to you each one a ray of love from our hearts, for the age of Aquarius is the age of divine love. Love will fulfill all. Love will resolve all. Love will impel all to the light of their presence, where they may gain entree to that which is of God and always has been. Within this movement of the heart center, speak of and model love always. For as you know, this divine virtue is what will draw many to your hearts, to the truths that you espouse, and to the God glories that will flow through you as you become advocates and masters of harmonious love. This ray that we extend is an anointing of the Holy Spirit, and should you choose to receive that special touch at the end of this conference, the Maha Chohan himself will augment its action within your life, illumining you to a new experience in divine love, to a most beautiful, virtuous life, lived in God's glory and according to the highest laws of self-awareness, blessedness, and beauty. We are with you in your trials. We are with you as you choose to live in the space and in the flame of God love. Thank you.